Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Direct Mail Monday, November 6, 2017. Steve Cypress here. I hope you turned your clocks back. So here in Arizona, you never turn the clocks ahead or back. You don't mess around with that. The only confusing thing is everyone else does, pretty much. So the time in relation to other time zones changes every 6 months here, which I think is more confusing than if we just change the clocks along with everybody else. So been here 2 years and still totally confused about all the different time changes and time zones and when it is and it isn't. And whatever, but I do know it's kind of late in the day to do my video. Had an extremely busy day and a frustrating day where I spoke to two different attorneys and several other ridiculous matters, talking to people, administrative and legal types that are just frustrating as all heck to deal with, and all kinds of other stuff and normal stuff going on. On the positive note, have three interested prospects contacted me about getting my help that I'll be speaking with probably by the end of this week. And I don't often take on clients, but a couple of things seem promising, and that's always exciting to get a new project going. Anyway, so today's Rhino of the Day on Direct Mail Monday is this postcard that, there it is. I'll put it right side up. This postcard of a rhino. I should have grabbed my Rhino book, which, okay, I'm not going to grab it, but this is a drawing from one of the pages of Scott Alexander's Rhinoceros Success. So he took it, not only has it in the book, taking up a full page. If you don't have your copy of that book, you got to get it. It's got all kinds of full page fun drawings like this. Big print, double spaced, quick and easy to read and a lot of fun. And so he repurposed this and got more mileage out of it, not just putting it in the book. Then he took it and put it on a postcard. How do I know it's a postcard? It says right there, postcard. It is, in fact, a postcard, even with a place to place the stamp, which this is probably about 30 years old. And so I wonder what the stamp would have been back then. 20, 25 cents maybe, probably even less. Now it's around, for a postcard? Yeah, definitely less. Anyway, and this says, thank you, Steve. We will send your trilogy set ASAP. Keep charging, Laurie. So Laurie must have been somebody in Scott Alexander's office. I must have ordered some rhinos out of the catalog decades ago, and including all three of the books in the trilogy Rhinoceros Success set. And I guess they sent me the, because there's no stamp on here, no address. So I'm guessing that they simply, Laurie wrote this note on one of their postcards, dropped it in the package along with my rhinos, saying the books will be coming later. So still could be used as a postcard. And let's see. Oh, has some writing on here. Maybe it has a date. Put on my trusty glasses. Oh, copyright 1985. Can you read that? Copyright 1985, the Rhinos Press, Inc., Laguna Hills, California. And I believe at the time that's where Scott Alexander lived, maybe still does, when he wrote the original book, 1985. So yeah, over 30 years ago, got that postcard, still looks as good, other than this pinhole where I must have pinned it up on a wall somewhere. Otherwise, looks as good as the day it was born. So, Direct Mail Monday. Jamie is here. Hey, Jamie, good to see you. Jerdog is here. Great seeing you. And so today is an important question that people ask all the time. I'm going to take a break from the normal Monday routine of showing some real-life examples that arrive in my mailbox to answer this important question. I've been getting it several times lately. Okay, I finally decided to use direct mail. You convinced me. I watched your videos. I get it. I'm going to do it. First of all, congratulations to anyone that understands and finally realizes. Well, you won't realize it until the money hits your bank account, but you will realize money hitting your bank account more cost-effective than any other strategy you can use. It becomes more effective all the time because people are mailing less all the time. So mailboxes are mine like yours. Totally. Today, nothing. I had a few bills and a couple of statements came from different bank accounts, and that was it. No direct mail at all. Like, even one piece would have had my undivided attention of like, oh, yeah, these bills and statements, they have whatever. But like, man, I would love to see something arrive. And I listed a few of the more popular formats for direct mail, postcards, self-mailers. You know, I show those where you simply fold the piece and you put a tab on it. It sticks and holds it closed so it can go through the machine at the post office, catalogs, letters, and there's of course all kinds of other things you could do, but none of those arrived for me today. Of course, yesterday being a Sunday, I don't think Saturday, like it's been a few days since anything arrived, and I love to read this stuff. And if it interests your target who, your ideal prospect, they will love to read it too. You know, every one of us has, as long as we're above ground and not 6 feet under, we've got problems that we would like to be solved. If something arrives in the mail from somebody saying, hey, I understand you have such and such problem, well, I have the solution, we're going to be interested to read it. So that brings me to the point. Congratulations if you decided to use direct mail. You're getting more undivided attention than ever before. And therefore, when you do it right, you're making more money with it than ever before. That's everyone I talk to and my clients and everyone I do it for. And, of course, direct mail that I get that I respond to. So it's you're solving the first problem of getting people's attention, getting it read. In the old days, when I got this postcard 30-something years ago, there was no internet. Pretty much, not to the general public. So there was tons of direct mail, and you'd look at it and go, not exciting enough, not exciting enough. Today, if I got anything at all, I'd be like, what's that? Well, I got to check it out. So congratulations using that now. What format? People ask me, man, should I send a postcard? Should I send a letter? What should I do? Well, here's the deal. Postcards, of course, are the cheapest thing and the easiest, simplest thing to send. I mean, look at it. Oh, hopefully you don't send something small like this. Same postage to send a much larger piece. Go to USPostOffice.com, you'll see the exact sizes and different postcards and the postage it costs. But you want to use bigger space than this, but even still, how much do you really have to put to fill up a postcard like that and how cheap it is to drop that thing in the mail? You want to fill up both sides, of course. And so that's certainly easier, quicker, and cheaper than sending out, say, a 16-page sales letter in an envelope. Now you got to figure out what kind of envelope to send it, what color envelope, what size envelope. You got to pay all the extra postage of it. You got to put words to paper for 16 pages or 14 or 20 or 8 or whatever you choose. You likely want to hire somebody known as a copywriter who will write the words, the copy that goes in there, so they will know how to extract money from people much better than and you likely do and certainly much better than I do. And I made the mistake of thinking I could do it myself when I first started. Oops. Cost me a lot of money, cost me opportunity cost of I could have done something else and gotten a phone ring and got some money. So it cost me time, frustration, money, whatever. Learned my lesson. Anyway, so postcards are great because they're cheap and they're easy and quick. However, the drawback is you can't say a lot on a postcard. So postcards are ideal. Now, all of this, by the way, we're talking about the way, speaking of by the way, see what I did there without even knowing it? The way is the last W in the WOW strategy, W-O-W. The last W stands for the way or ways you use to get your irresistible offer, that's the O, in front of your target who. That's the first W, W-O-W, WOW. So direct mail is one way of doing that, but then there are subsets of that way that I just mentioned, postcards, catalogs, letters, whatever else I listed here, self-mailers, anything at all, newsletters, you know, magazines. What subset of the way of direct mail am I going to use? So, as always, the way you're going to use to get your irresistible offer or any message at all in front of your chosen who is not up to you and what you think you would like to do or what's the cheapest or what's the easiest or what's the quickest. If that's what you're basing your decision on, are you making a humongous mistake? Cut that out. It's based, of course, on the who, your target who, your ideal target client. Who is your ideal target client? Is it someone who likes to read? Is it someone who gets a ton of direct mail all the time and you're going to have a tougher time getting their attention? Maybe you can't even get through to them. If it's B2B and you're dealing with professionals, they very often have gatekeepers whose sole job it is to keep people out, like the Wizard of Oz. You know, you go knock on the door and the guy goes, you know, get out. You can't go see the wizard. Go back and, you know, get the witch's broom or whatever the heck, you know, your crazy jumping through hoops task is to get past the gatekeeper to the target who that you want to get to. So you got to be creative in direct mail and send all kinds of creative stuff. It's another message for another day. But so a postcard, number one, very small chance of getting through a gatekeeper. Why? No privacy at all. The gatekeeper can read everything on there, and then the gatekeeper can decide, should I pass this along to my boss? Is my boss going to be like I used to be years ago? At the time I got that postcard, actually, I was horrible to my gatekeepers. I can't even say it or think it now. It's so terrible. But I was terrible to my gatekeepers when they let someone through the gate that I didn't want it. I was like, I told you none of this. I don't want to talk to that person. If I want to buy a copier, I know how to pick up the phone and call a copier company. Back then, it was like, I know how to pick up the Yellow Pages, find a copier company and call them. I don't want anybody coming in here unannounced to get an appointment with me to start talking about copiers or leave this crap on my desk or this and that. Get this out of here. Like, I was heinously, horribly miserable. So when gatekeepers can read the postcard, it's their decision whether they should even get this to your prospect, your ideal target, who. So picture your ideal target who has this problem, gnawing at him or her, keeping him or her up at night. Does the secretary, the gatekeeper know that? Of course not. In fact, almost by definition, you do not let your secretary or gatekeeper know this. For instance, what if your problem is, boy, my employees are not performing as well as I want. I'm wondering if I should, you know, how I could get better ads to place, or how best to fire my secretary, or how best to get good. And then you think you're going to send that on a postcard? Hey, free seminar, how to fire your secretary. You think that's getting through? Like, that's an extreme example. But the gatekeeper does not know the biggest problem, the emotional concern that your target who has. So postcard from a stranger, not a good idea. And in general, that's the general rule. The less your target who, your prospect, knows about you, who you are, what you do, your story, basically, the longer you've got to send your initial contact. So if they know you and thoroughly been on your list and you've been a client of yours for years and they know you and you just want to remind them it's their, you know, 6-month dental checkup, send a postcard. You want to remind them that you're hosting that seminar that they signed up for and you send them an email and a phone call and you send a postcard reminder too. Sure. Send postcards. When they know you, you don't need a lot of space to say a lot of stuff. You're just saying something real brief. You're announcing, hey, we got a new something, or we're having an open house, come on over. It's not a big deal. It's not threatening. It's not something a gatekeeper would say is a waste of time. Then use a postcard. But otherwise, you got to use any of the other formats. Okay, so here's some differences. Catalog is for when you really want to sell, right? Catalog, by definition, you get to have pictures, and hopefully you pay somebody to write really excellent descriptions about your various different items, and these can be 32 pages, 64 pages, hundreds of Sears catalog. I don't know. I had a copy of it here once, the 1902 Sears catalog. It was like almost on a bestseller list. There's hundreds of pages of stuff, and just fun to look at a century later to see what the heck people were buying. Did you know that at one point Sears was the number one home seller in America? There were more Sears homes that were bought in America than any other type of home, like ordered from a catalog. Incredible. But catalog is for when you need that long description you really want to sell. A letter also is when you need a lot of space, a lot of time to tell your story, why you're doing what you do, who you are, what problems you solve, who you're looking to work with, who you're looking to not work with, so on. You're not going to get all that on a postcard. If they don't know you at all, you want to send something longer. Now, just to get a little tricky about it here, a little confusing, complex, an advanced tip nowadays, often you can cold prospect, send to people who never heard of you. You can send a postcard if you can effectively, in the limited space you have in a postcard, drive them to a website where on the website now you can have a long video, a long sales letter that's, you know, the page just goes down and down. You're not paying more to host a long sales page with lots of stuff on it than you are to host a short sales page. So now, instead of the expense of sending the long sales letter in the mail, 16 pages and all that printing and all that collating and all that extra postage that you have to send, you can send a postcard really cheap, driving to a website, page on your website, relatively free other than the cost of paying someone to write the words and tech guy to put that up there properly. And now you can have all kinds of stuff, which the other thing is you can constantly be tweaking this and updating it. So you could send out postcards, driving them online to where your whole sales letter is. That's one way to save money. But then you got to get real effective, really target that right market and know what their problem is and their emotional factors that drive them to want to solve that, to get that across them in a little postcard space, even if it's a big postcard, it's a little amount of space to drive them to that website to invest the time and the energy to learn out more about you. So that's when postcards to a cold list can work really well. When you drive them online, you do what's called O to O to O. You drive them from offline to online, and then you want to take them back from online to offline by saying call me or come into my office. Another lesson for another day. What was another one I put? Self-mailers. Self-mailers also can have more space than a postcard, but the downside is also they're less private. Very easy for the gatekeeper to open the self-mailer. They just, you know, slit one tab, or sometimes they're sent without even being tabbed. They can be opened by the gatekeeper and, again, be screened out, and your target who that has this problem that will not tell the gatekeeper, of course, but really wants to solve it, will never see that you have the solution to their problem. So letters have the most privacy, but then they also have the highest costs to send the long letter. Is it a big envelope? The envelopes cost money. The stamps cost money. Printing costs money. So all kinds of factors, all kinds of questions. It's a very complex situation. Hopefully you either are or have an expert that you can confer with when you're going to do direct mail, because congratulations doing it, but if you do it wrong, what's the point? You're just cost yourself time and money, and then you're possibly going to, if you don't get good results, possibly going to come up with the wrong conclusion of, hey, that bald guy that wears the stupid red Hawaiian shirts with the rhino picture in the background doesn't know what he's talking about. Direct mail sucks, doesn't work. I tried it, and it sucks. And then you're going to miss out on all the wealth you can create for yourself with a properly done, effective direct mail campaign. Okay, let's go to the questions, comments, concern. Oh, Phil is here. Donna is here. Phil says Pearl. Yeah, I like that, and I'll get to it after I say hello to Jim. And Phil says Pearl on a postcard. Right. Pearl postcards. That's a P-U-R-L. For those that don't know what it stands for, Phil, being a marketing expert, knows it stands for a personal or personalized URL. So this is a technique, a strategy, where you mail a postcard, and it says, hey, for more information, I built a custom website just for you. Go here to philbrakefield.stevecypress.com or stevecypress.com/philbrakefield. Either way, it's a subdomain or it's an add-on domain, whatever, you know, get your tech guy. I don't even know what these things are called. Get your tech guy to do it. Of course, Pearl's postcard especially. But amazingly enough, with technology today, you could mail out 5,000 postcards and each one is printed with a different website, which is known as a URL. Whatever that stands for, it's the www or the whatever, the domain name. So it's philbrakefield.whatever.com, jimgerke.whatever.com, donostunibell.whatever.com, jerdog.whatever.com, on and on. What a fantastic draw that is for somebody receiving that postcard to say, man, there's a personalized website with my name in it. I'm going to go check out that website and see what custom website they built for me to explain this opportunity that I have to solve this problem. And another real added benefit of using Pearls is that they're extremely trackable, that they're automatically tracked. So as soon as somebody goes to that website, you know they responded to your postcard. Okay, if you just drive them to your general website, unless they then respond to the message on the website and input their name or their email or book an appointment or click on a buy button or whatever it is, if they don't do any of that, you don't even know that Joe Smith went to your website. If it's joesmith.website.com, a P-U-R-L, a Pearl, you know they went there. Now you can put them into a follow-up campaign separate from the campaign sent to those, let's say you mailed out 5,000 Pearls postcards, Pearl postcards, and 4,800 of them did not respond. Well, you're going to follow up with step two. Hey, you didn't respond. Check it out. Hey, come on now, blah, blah, blah. And then step three. Hey, you still didn't check it out. Come on, I'm trying to get a hold of you. You got to solve this thing. But the 200 people that did respond and did not take the step you wanted them to take on that website of booking the appointment or buying or putting in their name and email, whatever it was, you send them a different follow-up series that says, hey, I saw you went to the website, but you didn't take the action, blah, 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 blah. So there's another advantage of the Pearl postcards. Okay, Jerdog. Jerdog says, I send a postcard that leads to a voicemail with a sample of a comedy bit and some quick event promotion tips. I'm smiling just thinking about that I get to call a number and hear a comedy bit. So first of all, how awesome is that? Now, disclaimer, Jerdog is a comedian. Okay, so this is not necessarily going to work for attorneys, certainly not one of the attorneys I talked to today who wouldn't know a sense of humor if it paid him $10,000. And he'll pretty much do anything for $10,000. I send a postcard that leads to the voicemail. So the postcard says, hey, I'm Jerdog, and check out my comedy bit to see if you want to book me in your club. I'm guessing that's what it is. The postcard is going to potential gigs, to owners of venues, bars, and comedy clubs and such. And some quick event promotion tips. Right, so probably these venue owners with some promotion tips to how they can promote, even whether they have you speak or not. You're giving them some free benefit value there. Fantastic. I love it. I hope if you're still here, let me know how that works. It sounds like that would work. And if it's not working as well as you want, or even if it is, you always want to be testing, tweaking to get that thing working better. But I like the strategy right there. So here's a professional comedian sending a postcard saying, hey, I'm Jerdog, and I'm funny, and here's some testimonials of people say I rock the house, and bar owners that say they had the biggest nights thanks to me, and people spend more and come more, and they come from all over, you know, more people than I've ever seen and whatever. You know, it's the greatest thing. Hey, you don't know who I am, though. And this is why we're saying this is where the postcard will fall short. If it stops there and goes, so now call to book me, what's up with that? Or all I can fit on this little postcard is one event promotion tip. That's all you get. Fail or likely have a lot worse results. So Jerdog is doing the smart thing. He's driving him to online where he can put unlimited amounts of videos, testimonials, pages, and put his whole calendar up and show how he's booked solid for the next 3 months. And you are so lucky if you can get him any one of these days, and adoring pick photos of him with the adoring crowds and the way he can do all that online. And then he can only have the expense of the postcard going out. So that's brilliant there. Jerdog says exactly, which I don't know what question I have. Oh, I think I was describing what it is. Right. B2B. And hopefully it's doing great for you. And hopefully you said exactly to, is it doing great for you? I love it. And so there you go, folks. Great example. Jerdog is saying, man, I'm a comedian, which, by the way, is this only tip advice good for comedians? So everyone else watching this, if you're not a comedian, this has nothing to do with you. Wrong-o, okay? If you are an attorney, we've been talking about attorneys here because they're on my brain from having to deal with them today, for crying out loud. But let's say you're an attorney. Well, Steve, I'm an attorney. I can't just drive him to a voicemail where I tell jokes. No, but can you drive him to a video where you explain, let's say you are a personal injury attorney, you explain the three biggest mistakes people make when they get into an accident that costs them money later, or the three things people should do when they are buying a home, or when they are starting a business, or when they are injured on the job, or anything else, whatever it is you deal with, drive them to some information, like Jeremy drives into some event promotion tips and a sample comedy bit about himself. So you might want to say, here's the story about why I got into law, why I practice the type of law I do, why I love doing what I do, and I help lots of people, and you have testimonials. I know lawyers think can't use testimonials, completely wrong, another subject for another day, but of course you can if you do it right. If you do it wrong, big mistake. But if you do it right, they're fantastic. Attorneys I work with use testimonials, and they work incredibly well. So that's it for Direct Mail Monday. I find I'm going to start to repeat here. So if there's any other questions, comments, concerns, issues, examples, anything you want to share, I think we've made the point for a Direct Mail Monday that there are all kinds of different factors going into what type of direct mail you send, what happens after you send that direct mail piece. I could have asked Jeremy, like, what do you do next to the people that don't respond? What do you do to the people that do respond, or you don't even know if they do respond if you're not using the trackable link like the PURL, the Pearl, like Phil Brakefield suggests. So all kinds of issues. Yes, see what's happening? You tuned in. You've never used direct mail. You said, okay, you know, I've been watching this guy's Direct Mail Monday videos. Maybe I'll give it a shot. And now I just pretty much dumped a whole heap of complexity on you. And you're like, oh my goodness, I'm totally lost. I don't even know where to start now. Forget it. I will send an email. That's easy. I know how to do that. Or I will, man, what I'll do is I won't spend the money on direct mail campaign. Man, I'll just blow $3,000 on an ad in my local whatever, or I'll get a billboard or a yellow page ad or whatever, and I'll just hope the phone rings for that. Like, so hopefully I did not cause you to give up on the whole concept of doing direct mail because it's just too tough and too complex. The bottom line is it works. So the deal is contact somebody to help you make it work, because it works better than a billboard or, you know, just place another ad alongside every other plumber in the Valpak trying to compete with, I have a $79 trip charge, I have a $69 charge, I have a $49 trip. Who wants to play that game? Like, how many of those people are sending out effective direct mail campaigns? My guess, zero. Why don't you be the only one? That's it for Direct Mail Monday. Thanks for joining me today. My postcard and I, postcard, are taking off for the day, along with my personal message to keep charging as the rhino that I am, and then I hope that everyone watching, you are too. Have a fantastic rest of your Direct Mail Monday. I'll be back tomorrow with Topical Tuesday. Sherdog says thanks. I say thank you for participating and sharing what you're doing to use direct mail effectively. Keep up the fantastic works. Thanks, work. Thanks for all those likes. And I'll be back tomorrow with Topical Tuesday. Thanks for being here today. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.